It's called the High Line. It's a newly renovated and elevated promenade that was once a railway line for delivering cattle and other food stock. In 1980, the train made its last delivery, bringing frozen turkeys to Lower Manhattan. In a densely populated city, the High Line now provides open space for relaxation as it winds through neighborhoods once noted for slaughterhouses. New Yorkers and tourists are enjoying it.
Fantastic idea.
There's not really a lot of chances that you get to see something old, like a railroad. You can see some of the railroad tracks, too.
And I like walking on the tracks.
This once drab neighborhood is now being changed, seemingly overnight, thanks to the High Line. It's an oasis in a sea of concrete. The walkway includes more than 100 species of plants inspired by the wild landscape left after the trains stopped running. New construction is everywhere. Apartments, office towers, restaurants, and even a museum have sprouted alongside the promenade. Those who live closest to it are proud, but at the same time, wary.
There's real pressure being put on working class people around here to still get a place. So, you know, the High Line both honors the past and the industrial grittiness, but it adds to the gentrification. So that part's a little tricky, but we are very glad to have it.
The first section of the High Line was inaugurated in May after 15 years of planning and political battles. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, along with benefactors like clothing designer Diane von Furstenberg and her husband, media mogul Barry Diller, cut the ribbon.
I'm so proud to be part of this. I'm so proud to be part of this neighborhood, of this city, and of this country. And things can happen and dream can happen, and we should all take that away today.
The first two sections of the High Line cost $152 million. Of that, $44 million were raised by the public. To those who visit, it seems it was well worth the wait and the money. Bernard Schussman, Voice of America, New York.